First thing you need to know, this is how we're going to get more. We're working our way through the Gospel of Mark, and in this passage that we've come to, Jesus tells us how to get more. First thing you need to know is that more comes through hearing. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you. Mark chapter 4, verse 21, this is what Jesus said. And he said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? But there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. We talked about this last week in the last passage. He said it back then. If you have ears to hear, if this word begins to come forth today and something inside of you says, that is for me. You feel a drawing from God. You feel Him calling to you. You feel Him stirring inside of you. There's something clicking in your heart that's saying, wow, I think I'm supposed to be here today. I think I was supposed to hear this. This is for me. This has my name on it. God was thinking about me when He set this up. Jesus says, if you have ears to hear, let Him hear. Don't ignore that voice. Don't put that aside or count that as something insignificant. It is critical. This is a divine appointment in your life. This is a moment with God in which He is speaking to your heart through His Spirit. This is real. This is real. Jesus says, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear. And then He said to them, verse 24, a warning. Then He said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And I love what comes next. And to you who hear, more will be given. Anybody here in here? Well, I guess, you know, a moment ago you could. Say what? To you who hear, more will be given. More will be given. If you hear, more will be given to you. Isn't that exciting? That means if I think I've laid a hold of something, if I feel something stirring and all of a sudden it seems that I've laid a hold of God for something in my life, it's starting to become a reality. God says, hold on to that because the truck is backing up to the door. I got more where that came from. Man, don't we serve a good God? He not only wants to bless us, He wants to bless us more. To you who hear, what will be given? Oh my good, that was pathetic. I really don't want any more, God, you know. I got enough. I don't deserve it anyway. I mean, you know, I'm just going to struggle through life. You know, I'm just... You know, Mom said I would never amount to anything, so. Give me a break. You are the saints of God. You are the heritage of the Lord. You are the reward He bled for. You are what He wanted when He hung on that cross. You were so valuable and priceless and precious to Him that He said, I'd rather hang from my wrists and bleed out for 6 hours than miss any of them. I'd rather have them rip my back to shreds than have any of them miss this love, this glory, this paradise, this inheritance forever. You are His reward. He loves you. He loves you with a love that is faithful, that will never diminish, that will never betray, that will never lead astray, that will never come short, that will never change. Today, tomorrow, 50 years from now, a million years from now, that love will burn with the same intensity. And it is always there, unconditionally, for those who receive Christ. Praise God. This is what he said, to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is serious. If you got it, you'll get more. But if you are self-deceived and you say, no, thanks God, I can handle this on my own, you're even going to lose what you got. If you come to Christ and embrace Him and follow Him, you will have eternal life. You will have more of God than you've got room to handle. But if you say, no thanks, Jesus, I'll do it on my own, you'll not only miss eternal life, you'll lose everything that's in this life. Because guess what? Death comes. Even atheists believe in death. They don't believe in God, but they believe in death. And one day we lose everything we got here. Everything. I don't care if the television said, if you call now in the next 10 minutes, we'll give you double the amount. When you check out, you lose it all. But if you have Christ, you get it all. You get it all. You get more. You get more. You get more. You get more. Praise God. So it's important to hear. It is so important to hear what Jesus is saying to us. In fact, in the book of Revelation, it says, Jesus says four times, let him who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Four times he says that, and then he attaches a promise on the end of that. Which means if you have an ear to hear and you incline your ear and hear, you're going to get what was promised as your inheritance. Now, why is it important for us to hear what God is saying? Because God is telling us how to get more. Man, I'm like, crank it up, God. I want to hear. I don't want to hear anything else. Lord, I'm listening. Tell me how to get more. Glory. How to get more of Him? By believing and following in what He's doing. And this is what he said a moment ago. He says the measure we use with God, basically, is the measure he uses with us. So if I'm diligent and zealous to lay a hold of what God is speaking to me, if I'm diligent and zealous to hear from God, God is going to be diligent and zealous to give me that much more. If I'm half-hearted and I'm just kind of, you know, putzing around, well, yeah, I think I'm hungry, I don't know, you know, I ate, you know, I could eat maybe, then God is not going to expend a whole lot of energy blessing, filling your life with blessing and glory. Because with whatever measure you use, it will be measured to you. But if you say, God, set me on fire for you. I want it all. Let me know how, you know, when you say jump, how high, how many times, and where do you want it? God, I want you. Then God will move heaven and earth to fill your life with more of Him. He's doing it in our midst. You say that. How do you pronounce a D right between an S and a T? I don't know. Midst. He's doing it in our midst. Praise God. All of God's blessings are accessed by faith. And how does faith come to us? By what? I'm sorry, I couldn't get that. What? Whoa. God's blessings come through faith. Faith comes by
hearing.
And hearing comes by
word of God.
Praise God. So if you want God's blessings, you got to go through the doors of faith and hearing and the Word of God. That blessing comes by hearing. Hearing with faith. Not hearing with our physical ears. Not just because you happen to be in the room when I'm preaching. Because a lot of people walk out of here twice as clueless as when they came in. It just happens. I'm sorry.